Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 seconds.
And not ask, where's the bathroom? How else to feel other than I am?
Gregory Corso was a poet, one of the youngest of the Beat Generation poets. The Beat movement had played out in New York, Corso's hometown, as well as San Francisco and Paris. So what was this Beat poet doing in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, in 2001, dying of cancer? Corso's daughter, a nurse, lived in Robbinsdale. He'd moved to Minnesota to be with her. But to that house in Robbinsdale came a lifetime of friends to say goodbye. And there was singer Marianne Faithfull.
What I want is for him to get some sleep, and I want you to go to bed and sleep.
Why?
Because we've got a lot of work to do.
In company with a couple guys whose dream it was to produce an album of Gregory Corso poetry. From January 5th to January 7th, they recorded the poet reading his poems. The spoken word album was finally released in 2002 under the title Die on Me, The Final Recordings.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.